Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can personalize the ticker that crawls across the bottom of your screen? Simply tap on Menu in the upper right, then choose Settings and Personalize My Ticker. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
From Newport Beach, California, and PIMCO, Mohammed Elarian. Dr. Elarian, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
This historic announcement, I find buried within the four paragraphs as a contingency measure, these coordinated central banks have also agreed to, quote, establish temporary bilateral liquidity swap arrangements so that liquidity can be provided in each jurisdiction in any of their currencies. This appears to me to be a new idea and a new flexibility.
Yeah, Tom, think of this as doing two distinct things. One, it lowers the cost of emergency financing. And second, it increases the scope of emergency financing. So central banks are moving in order to relieve pressure that they think either now or down the road may be really detrimental to the global economy.
That pressure in Europe pushing against this has been the Germans. When we mention here these banks, we do not speak of the Bundesbank, do we?
Did they
do this screaming?
No, but we speak of the ECB. So you have the big six central banks moving. And I find it interesting that the reason they cite for this is to relieve the strain on the supply of credit to households and businesses. I don't think that's the main objective. I think that sells really well to the outside world. It sells well to the politicians. It sells well to the person in the street. I think the real objective is they're seeing something in the functioning of the banking system that worries them, and they are hopefully taking preemptive measures to relieve that pressure.
Sometimes when something like this, and not exactly like this, but when something like this happens, Mohammed, the markets sort of go, gee, maybe things were worse than we thought. What do they know that we don't? But that's apparently not the case today because everything is running up.
Yeah, the short-term impact, Ken, is unambiguously positive for risk markets. So risk markets depend on liquidity, and here are the six major central banks saying there's going to be more of it available, and it will be cheaper. So the immediate reaction is an across-the-board, highly correlated rally in risk assets. Give it a few days and weeks, and then a couple of realizations will start setting in. One is central banks are bridges. They are not the final thing. And therefore, this is a bridge to something else, and something else has to materialize, which takes us back to the old issue of the other policymakers who have been horribly behind the curve. And the second issue is exactly what you said, is what has forced the hands of the central banks in such a dramatic fashion? Is there particular tension in a banking system that they're worried about? So we're going to get more information on this in the next few days, but the immediate reaction is an across-the-board rally in risk assets because more liquidity is being put in the system.
In terms of capital flows, could this be a reaction to a quote-unquote run on the bank, whatever that character might be, whether it's, say, someone in peripheral Europe buying real estate, say, commercial real estate in London? Or is it a real economy reaction that, say, the Spanish economy with the nominal rates where they are and the real rates where they are simply can't operate?
I think it's both, Tom, with a bit more of the former. So both are important. And the reason why I say a bit more of the former is let's not forget what happened last week. For those of us that look at the details of markets, we were taken aback by two developments. One is the inversion of the Italian yield curve, which is another way of saying that the market was near a tipping point from liquidity concerns to self-fulfilling solvency concerns. The other is the extent to which the German Bund underperformed other bond markets in the world, which was an indication that capital may start to be flowing out of Europe. So I view this as a reaction to some breakage in markets and central banks realizing that they need to move before this breakage becomes irreversible.
As we go, and you mentioned this, we've been showing, Mohammed, the Sweden-German spread going negative, really for the first time ever in terms of that failed German auction. The IMF is not listed here. May I suggest that this is a coordinated response with strong support from Madame Lagarde, as we prepare to go to December 9th, a signal to these national Geithner equivalents and a signal to these parliaments that they've got to now get their house in order?
Hopefully, it's more than a signal. So hopefully, it's part of a reaction. So you're absolutely right. What we need is over the next 9 days, a few things to happen. First, the German-French initiative to strengthen the underpinning of the Eurozone is really important. And we need them to get at least seven other countries to buy into this. Second, we need the EFSF details that were announced yesterday to be made much more specific. And thirdly, we need to understand what the role of the IMF will be in an enhanced rescue of the European debt crisis. Hopefully, these three things are being worked on, and hopefully that's why the central banks have felt confidence in terms of announcing today. But critically, Tom and Ken, we need the ECB to go all in.
Mohammed, very importantly, before we go and trying to end here on a light note, we will be at the Regency Hotel December 23rd before the New York Giants play the New York Jets. And we would be honored if you could attend in New York and be with us for this historic pregame breakfast.
Tom, do you want to see me as a nervous wreck?
I just think the two teams are struggling so much that
You should have seen what I was like after Sunday's game. Okay.
Yeah. Bloomberg
Very good. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the short Keen. Notice and
if
coming
you're listening
on today,
via our new Bloomberg Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can also hear market updates on demand? Simply tap on Bloomberg Market Minutes. The reports are updated every half hour. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.